欢迎您收听城市丰收讲道播客，您即将收听的是康熙牧师的信息。
I want to read to you three verses from the Gospel of Luke and Matthew.
想给大家念的路加福音跟马太福音的三节经文。
It says, and Mary, Luke chapter 2 verse 7, and Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
路加福音二章七节说，只生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11, when the wise men saw the young child with Mary his mother, they fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
马太福音二章十一节，博士进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
Five verses down, verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceedingly angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem in all its districts from 2 years old and under.
再过五节十六节说到，希律见自己被博士愚弄，就大大发怒，差人将伯利恒城里并四境所有的男孩，照着他向博士仔细查问的时候，凡两岁以里的都杀尽了。
You know, there's a newspaper article about what people think about Christmas.
有一个新闻报章呢讲到人们对圣诞节的看法。
Those who are more sentimental say Christmas is about family. It's a time for loved ones and children and so on.
比较重感情的就说呢，圣诞节呢关乎的是家人，是陪伴我们亲人跟孩子的时候。
Those who are more compassionate say Christmas is a time to love our fellow men, to celebrate the spirit of giving.
那些比较有怜悯之心的呢，就说圣诞节呢是爱我们的同胞，来庆祝这个送礼精神的时候。
And those who are more playful would say.Christmas is a time for shopping and partying and to have fun.
那些比较爱玩的，就是说圣诞节是啊，这个逛街啊，开派对啊，狂欢的时候。
In the interview, not one person mentioned that Christmas is really about Jesus.
但这个访问里头根本没有一个人说到圣诞节关乎的是耶稣。
Now, Christmas means the celebration of Christ.
圣诞的意思呢，庆祝的是基督的诞生。
How crazy is it?To celebrate a birthday without knowing the birthday person you're celebrating.
你庆祝一个生日，但不认识这个寿星公，这是多么荒谬的事情！
All over the world, there are more parties during Christmas time than any other time of the year.
在世界各地呢，圣诞时候发生的派对比一年任何的时候还要多。
And the irony is that the guest of honor.The birthday boy is not even invited to most of the parties.
但最讽刺的事情呢，是这个荣誉嘉宾寿星公根本没有受邀去参加这些派对。
Most people miss the reason for the season.
大多数人错过了欢庆这个时期的理由。
And it was the same 2,000 years ago.
两千年前也是这个样子。
On that first Christmas night, there were three groups of people: the innkeeper, the king, and King Herod, and the wise men.
在他第一个圣诞夜。有三组人，是店主、希律王还有博士。
They all played important parts in the story of the birth of Christ.
他们在耶稣诞生的故事里面都扮演重要的角色。
Mary and Joseph had to travel a long distance to Bethlehem.
玛利亚跟约瑟呢需要长途跋涉呢去到了伯利恒。
Mary was already 9 months pregnant.
玛利亚当时已经怀孕九个月了。
She was due any moment.
任何时候就要生了。
But Bethlehem was crowded with people, and all the inns were full.
但是伯利恒呢，都充满了人，而且客店呢都已经满了。
Joseph was desperately looking for a room for Mary to settle in.
约瑟非常迫切寻找一个房间，让玛利亚可以安顿下来。
She was about to go into labor.
她已经快要分娩了。
Inside her womb was the Son of the Living God.The creator of the whole universe.
她子宫里面怀的是永生神的儿子，是全宇宙的造物主。
God was dwelling in the body of a human baby.
上帝住在一个人类婴儿的身体里面。
Joseph was so anxious.
约瑟非常的焦虑。
He was knocking on every door, Sir, please, please, I beg you.
他在叩每一道门，说：“拜托先生，我求求你。”
Please spare us a room. My wife is about to deliver.
拜托你给我们一个房间好不好？我的太太就快要生了。
To the innkeeper, it was a season for making money.
对店主而言呢，这是赚钱的时期。
The price for every room was sky high.
每一个房间的价格呢，都标得非常高。
And their goal was to ensure maximum profits for their business.
他们的目标呢，就是要确定说自己的生意可以赚取最多的盈利。
Every room was going to the highest bidder.
每一个房间呢，就归给那个标价最高的人。
They didn't care whether it was an emergency or not.
他们才不在乎到底是不是紧急的情况。
So when they rejected Joseph, it was purely business.
因此他们拒绝耶稣，只因为做生意。约瑟呢，只因为做生意嘛。
You even translated my mistake. That's wonderful. They were just doing their job.
他们只是在做他们的一个工作。
They didn't even bother to look at Mary.
他们根本没有去看玛利亚。
Who cares about a pregnant lady, right?
谁最在乎这个怀孕的女士呢？
And when they were talking to Joseph, Mary screamed out in pain.
他们在跟约瑟讲话的时候呢，玛利亚就非常疼痛的大喊。
And the noise was such a nuisance to all the guests in the inn.
而这样的一个喊叫声呢，干扰了所有这客店里面的来宾。
Innkeeper said, go away, go away.
这店主说，你走开，你走开。
Don't disturb our distinguished guests.
不要去打扰我们的嘉宾。
They are eating, drinking, and merrymaking.
在里面吃喝玩乐呢。
Those innkeepers are just like so many people in the world today.
这些店主呢，就像世界上里面好多的人一样。
They have no room for Jesus Christ in their hearts.
他们的心中没有办法给耶稣留空间。
No time for Jesus in their lives.
他们的生命里面也没有办法给耶稣留时间。
They're always busy, busy, busy.
总是忙碌忙碌忙碌
busy with work, busy with appointment, busy with life,
忙着工作，忙着开会，忙着生活。
No time for God and no time for their own salvation.
没有时间给上帝，也没有时间得救。
There was simply no place for Mary and Joseph to go.
玛利亚跟约瑟真的没有任何地方可以去。
So Jesus had to be born in a dirty, smellyAnimal stable.
因此耶稣需要生在一个又脏又臭的马槽里。
He had no proper cradle, sanitized cradle to be laid in.
甚至没有一个干净的摇篮可以放在里面。
Right from his birth, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords had to suffer.
从一开始一出生，万王之王，万主之主就得受苦。
For the selfishness and the greed of this sinful world.
是为了这个罪恶世界的自私和贪婪来受苦。
Can you imagine if the innkeepers would make room for Jesus Christ?Their lives would be changed.
你可以想象吗？如果店主愿意呢，留出空间来容纳耶稣，他们的生命就要改变了。
Teddy Hong was the boss of a Hong Kong triad.
洪汉义呢，他是香港帮派的老大。
In the 70s and 80s, he was one of the biggest suppliers of drugs to the whole world.
在70-80年代的时候，他是全世界的这个非法毒品最大的供应商之一。
Teddy also owned one of the biggest nightclubs in Asia.
汉义呢，也拥有整个亚洲的最大的一个夜总会。
In Thailand and Philippines, he had many casinos.
在泰国啊、菲律宾很多的赌场。
He had four wives and six mistresses.
他有四个老婆，六个小老婆。
And some of them were top actresses and models in the entertainment world.
有些甚至是娱乐界的顶尖的一些名人跟模特儿。
Teddy proudly told everyone he was Satan incarnate.
你知道汉义呢非常骄傲告诉每个人说他就是撒旦的化身。
He said the devil lived inside me.
他说魔鬼就住在我里面。
And every week he was earning millions and millions of dollars. Every week.
每一个星期哦，他赚的是上百万上百万元。
Illegal money.
因为是非法的钱。
Drug money.
然后吸毒啊，卖毒品的钱。
But he was extremely unhappy.
但是他却非常的不快乐。
In fact, he was in severe depression and couldn't sleep every night.
而其实他有严重的抑郁症，他每天晚上都睡不着觉。
There was a hole in a soul where no amount of money or sex or fame or drugs could fill.
他的心灵里面有这样的一个空洞，是任何的金钱、性爱、名望跟毒品都填满不了的。
Exactly 20 years ago in 2002, a friend invited him to Sun's concert in Hong Kong.
就在20年前，有一个朋友邀请他去参加耀山在香港的演唱会。
He stayed back to hear me preach.
他留了下来听到我讲道。
And in a service like this, he invited Jesus into his heart.
在这样的一场聚会里面，他邀请耶稣进到他的心中。
Jesus completely changed his life.
耶稣完全改变了他的生命。
That night when he went back home, for the first time in years, he slept soundly like a baby.
那一 天晚上回家的时候呢，第一次他完全睡着了，就像是个宝宝一样。
Go ahead and give the Lord a big hand.
是的，为主热烈的拍掌。
He received eternal life.
他领受了永生。
Peace flooded his heart.
平安充满了他的心。
Teddy left the triad and eventually became an honest businessman.
而汉义呢，他就离开了帮派，后来成为一个诚实的生意人。
And later on, he became a pastor.
后来呢，他还做了牧师。
Everything changed for Teddy Hong when he made room for Jesus in his life.
一切对他而言都改变了，因为他在心中给耶稣留出空间来。
要拍手，大声的拍，胜利的呼喊 ，Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
8 years ago, a very interesting man attended the church service I was preaching in.
8年前，有个非常特别的人参加了我所讲到的一个聚会里头。
Usa and his wife had worked very hard to provide for his family.
玉萨跟他太太呢，给家人非常努力的工作来做供应。
He used all his savings to buy a warehouse at a very good location in Surabaya.
他们用了所有的储蓄，到泗水城市里面买了一个很好地点的仓库。
Wanting to expand his business, he went to the bank and asked for a loan.
他们想要扩张生意，因此呢，就去银行来做贷款。
He offered his land as a mortgage.
他把他的地呢，想要抵押出去。
When the bank did due diligence on his property,
但是呢，银行在做这个尽职调查的时候
，they found that the city was going to build a main road across his property.
发现说呢，这个城市呢，要在他们的产业里面建一条路穿过去。
In other words, his warehouse will be gone. His land will be acquired. There's no resale value.
换句话说呢，他的仓库快没了，他的地要被收回来，根本没有转售的价值。
All his savings has been put into this business.
他所有的储蓄都投入这个生意里面了。
There's very little compensation.
而且呢，很少这个补偿的金额。
Usa was so stressed out because he was going to lose everything he has worked for.
因为他非常的压力，因为他将会失去呢他所努力的一切。
That weekend, the entire family attended my service.
那个周末呢，他们全家人来参加我的聚会。
And I was preaching on Mark chapter 11.
那个时候我讲的是马可福音十一章。
Jesus teaches whoever speaks to this mountain be removed and be cast into the sea is going to be gone.
所以耶稣就教导说嘛，凡任何人对这座山说呢，要挪开此地投入海里，这大山就要挪去。
If you believe the mountain will go.
如果你相信了，这大山就要挪去。
After the service, Usa started commanding his mountain to go.
在聚会之后呢，玉萨呢就开始命令他的大山要离开。
God did a miracle.
上帝为他行神迹了。
Within weeks, the city decided to move the main road to another location.
过几个星期呢，这城市决定把那条路搬到另外一个地方。哎
，His little mustard seed of faith has moved an entire expressway out of his property.
他小小芥菜种的信心呢，将整条高速公路的搬离他的产业。
Come on, give the Lord a big hand.
为主热烈的拍掌。
Instead of losing everything,
他没有失去一切。
The value of Yusak's property has skyrocketed. His business is booming.
玉萨呢，他的产业价值呢飙得非常高，他的生意非常蓬勃发展。
So a radio station interviewed him.
广播电台呢就访问他说。
You know what he said?
你知道他怎么说吗
？Jesus teaches us that faith can move mountains.
耶稣教导我们说，信心可以移山。
I have learned.That it can also move roads.
我学习道中的信心也可以移道路。
Come on, go ahead and give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The innkeepers had no room for Jesus Christ.
这店主呢没有给耶稣基督留空间。
But Teddy and Usa opened the rooms of their hearts to him.
但是呢，汉义跟玉萨将他们心房打开，邀请耶稣进来。
And they learn one truth.
他们学习到一个真理。
When Jesus comes in, everything changes.
当耶稣进来，一切都改变了。
Oh, hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Go ahead and give the Lord a big hand.
为主拍掌好不好
？God is good
all the time,
and all the time
God is good.
So I want to challenge you this morning.
今早我要挑战大家。
Zero in on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你要专注于主耶稣基督。
Make room for Him in your life.
在你的生命里面给他留出空间。
He will wash away your sins.
他要洗净你们的罪。
He will change you.
他会改变你。
And He will bless you.
他要祝福你。
Now let's go to the second person.
好，看第二个人。
He was a different type of character.
非常不一样的一个人物。
he was being portrayed in the drama, a very powerful and authoritative man.
你在戏剧里面看到他是一个很有能力、很有权威的人。
The Bible says that he was a ruler by the name of King Herod.
圣经说呢，他就是一个掌权者，名叫希律王。
Herod heard that the coming Savior was going to be born in Israel.
而希律王听说呢，这将来的救主要在以色列诞生。
That this Savior is going to be the King of the world.
这个救主要成为呢犹太人的王。
Immediately he issued a command.
他就马上发布了命令。
Every infant under the age of two must be killed.
所有两岁以下的宝宝呢都要被杀。
You see, what was he doing?
他在做什么呢?
King Herod wanted to murder the Son of God.
希律王想要做的是杀害神的儿子。
He wanted to kill God.
他想要杀掉上帝耶。
He represents those people who consciously reject Jesus Christ in their lives.
他代表的是那些刻意拒绝在耶稣基督里面救恩的人。
The innkeepers rejected Jesus out of ignorance.
店主呢是因为无知而拒绝耶稣。
They're just too busy with the things of life.
因为生活的事物他们太忙碌了。
But this man was proud and arrogant and angry.
但是这个人却是骄傲、狂妄和愤怒。
He represents those who consciously reject Jesus as their personal savior.
他代表的是那些刻意拒绝耶稣做他们个人救主的。
The Bible says when all the babies were killed,
圣经说呢，当所有的婴孩被杀的时候，
there was great weeping and mourning throughout the land.
全地呢有极大的哀哭和哀悼。
Imagine King Herod.In his palace, at his balcony.
你可以想象吗？希律王在王宫里面，站在阳台上。
He could hear the crying and screaming. He could smell the stench of death.
他听到人们哭喊的声音，他可以闻到死亡的气息。
He turned to his subjects and said to them.
他转向臣仆，对他们说。
I told you, God is dead.
我已经告诉你，上帝已经死了。
God is dead.
上帝已经死了。
The King of the Jews has been killed by my own soldiers.
这犹太人的王已经给我自己的士兵。
God is dead.
哈哈，上帝已经死了。
All the people stood there and shuddered in awe.
所有人站在那边呢，非常敬畏战惊。
Wow, what a powerful man!
哇，这个人好有能力啊。
What a great man!
这个人好了不起啊。
This is the conscious rejection of God out of pride.
但这是因为骄傲而刻意拒绝上帝。
Rejecting God out of unbelief.
因为不信而拒绝上帝。
I know of a Mrs. Cole who is a very rich woman.
我认识一个邱太太呢，非常有钱的一个人。
She and her husband run a very successful business.
她和丈夫两个人经营非常成功的事业。
But when she was pregnant, the ultrasound scan showed that the baby she was carrying was unusually large.
但是呢，当她怀孕的时候，超音波扫描显示她怀的孩子出奇的大。
One doctor suspected there was no skull in the head.So the brain was growing out.
有一个医生怀疑说呢，这孩子没有头颅，所以大脑长出来了。
A second specialist thought maybe the fetus inside have no stomach, so the intestines were coming out everywhere.
然后另外一个医生就觉得说呢，可能他的肚子上面有问题，所以他的肠子长出来了。
One day her water broke.
有一天羊水破了。
She went into labor.
她开始分娩了。
For 13 hours, they couldn't deliver the baby, and Mrs. Cole was in great pain.
13个小时呢，这孩子生不出来，而邱太太呢，非常的疼痛。
By now, the doctor said the baby is probably dead.
这个时候呢，医生就说呢，这孩子很可能已经死了。
So the family went to buy a baby coffin.And book a plot in the cemetery.
因此家人呢去买了一个婴儿的棺木，甚至在那个坟场那边已经预定了一个位置。
That night, the surgeon operated on her to take up the dead baby.
那天晚上呢，当医生呢给她开刀，把这个死掉的孩子拿出来的时候
，To his surprise, he found that the baby was still alive but barely breathing.
但非常惊讶，发现说这孩子还活着，但已经快没有呼吸了。
The baby had a 4.7 kilogram lymphatic tumor.
这个孩子有一个 4.7 公斤的淋巴肿瘤。
Which is heavier than the baby's entire body weight.
甚至呢是大过整个婴儿他整个体重。
There were tumors everywhere under his tongue, under behind his ears.
他到处都有肿瘤，舌头下面有一个，耳朵后面还有一个。
The baby could hardly breathe. They got to use a machine to sustain him.
他甚至没有办法呼吸，需要用机器来维系他的性命。
For 2 weeks in the hospitals, the doctors operated on the baby.
在医院两个星期呢，医生给他开刀。
They drained out 1.5 liters of pus and phlegm.
他们抽出1.5公升的脓和痰。
And the second week, in one operation.
第二个星期呢，在一次动手术的时候，
his nerves were being damaged, and the baby had a stroke on the operating table.
他的神经受损了，而在这个手术台上，这孩子中风了。
This is the first time I heard a baby had a stroke.
这是我听说第一次呢，孩子都可以中风的。
The doctor said that the baby would die within weeks, if not months.
医生说呢，这个宝宝呢，应该接下来几个星期或几个月呢，应该就会死了。
Otherwise, even if he survives, he's going to be a vegetable all his life.
如果真的生还下来的话，这一辈子都会是一个植物人。
I can tell you this.
我可以告诉你。
All the money and success and power in the world for the Cole family couldn't save the baby.
对邱家而言，全世界所有的金钱、成功跟权力都没有办法救他们的宝宝。
All the power they have, the authority they have, couldn't save their child.
他们所有的能力，所有的权威，都没有办法拯救他们的孩子。
The father and mother humbled themselves before God.
爸爸妈妈来到耶稣面前，谦卑他们自己。
They looked to Jesus for a miracle.
求耶稣来赐神迹。
They named the baby Abraham to remind themselves, like Abraham in the Bible.They will hold fast to the promises of God.
他们给孩子起名叫亚伯拉罕，来提醒自己说，像圣经的亚伯拉罕一样，他们一定要持守神的应许。
God did an amazing miracle.
而上帝确实行了奇妙的神迹。
The baby didn't die within weeks or months.
这个孩子接下来几个星期、几个月都没有死。
When he was 2 years old, all the tumors disappeared.
他两岁的时候呢，所有的肿瘤消失了。
By the time he was 6 years old,
他到了六岁。
The left side of his face.Was no longer paralyzed.
他左边脸已经不再瘫痪。
His left eye was completely healed.
他的左眼也完全得医治了。
Today, little Abraham has become a fine young man, has graduated from a top university.
今天的小亚伯拉罕已经成为一个优秀的年轻人，从一个顶尖的大学毕业。
Totally healthy and fit and normal. Hallelujah.
而且完全的健康和健壮和正常。
Come on, go ahead and give the Lord a big hand.
是的，为主热烈的拍掌。
What is impossible to man is possible to God.
在人所不能的，在神凡事都能。
The Bible says, when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, He will lift you up.
圣经说，当你谦卑自己在神大能的手底下，他会高举你的。
This Christmas, I challenge you.
这个圣诞节，我挑战你们。
Don't be proud anymore.
不要再骄傲了。
Don't be angry anymore.
也不要再生气了。
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God.
将自己谦卑在神大能的手底下。
Put your faith and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
好不好？来信靠主耶稣基督。
Your sins will be forgiven.
你的罪要得赦免。
God will make a way for you out of your problems.
上帝会在你的困难里面给你开出路。
Step by step, He will help you overcome them.
一步一步，他要帮助你去胜过。
But Pastor, I don't know how to believe.
牧师，我不会相信。
You know, some people treat faith like it's a science.
有些人对待呢信心就像是科学。
If faith is a science, then only scientists can go to heaven.
如果信心是科学，那只有科学家可以上天堂。
What did Jesus say?
但耶稣说什么呢？
Don't be afraid.Only believe.
他说你不要怕，你只要信。
This means you can believe if you want to believe.
这代表说，如果你要相信，你就可以相信。
If you're hungry, only eat.
如果你饿了，你就只要吃。
If you're thirsty, only drink.
你渴了，你就只要喝。
If you're tired, only sleep.
如果你累了，你只要睡。
But if you want to see the power of God,
如果你要看见神的能力，
only believe.
你只要相信。
Only believe.
只要相信。
Only believe.
只要相信。
Hallelujah! Go ahead and praise God.
为主热烈的拍掌。
I now come to the last point.
现在来到最后一点了。
The innkeepers rejected Jesus out of ignorance.
店主因为无知而拒绝耶稣。
Herod wanted to kill Jesus, an outright conscious rejection of Jesus Christ.
希律王呢是想要杀掉耶稣，是直接刻意的拒绝耶稣基督。
But there was a third group in the Christian story, Christmas story.
这个圣诞节的故事还有第三组人。
They were the wise men who came to Jesus.
那就是呢，来到耶稣面前的博士。
To worship him as the son of God.
敬拜他为神的儿子。
When they saw how the star was leading them and how God warned them of the plot of Herod.
他们看见这星怎样带领他们，已经的上帝怎么样警告他们说希律有阴谋。
They knew.
他们清清楚楚的知道。
Born in the manger the first Christmas night. was the Son of God.
那第一个圣诞夜里面在马槽出生的就是神的儿子。
The men were called wise because they came searching for Jesus their Savior.
他们称为有智慧的博士，因为他们来寻找他们的救主耶稣。
They brought gifts to him and worshiped him.
他们给他带礼物，他们来敬拜他。
Three groups of people in the Christmas story.
圣诞的故事里面有三组人。
Now, when the first Christmas season was finally over, everything in Bethlehem went back to normal.
第一个圣诞季节结束之后，伯利恒的生活呢已经回归正常。
After the sun has set, at one street corner was the house of the innkeeper.
这太阳落下之后呢，街头角落就是那店主的家。
He was counting all the money he had made during the season.
他在数算的是呢，哇，这个时期赚了好多的钱啊。
He lit a little candle.
点亮了一个小蜡烛。
Poured all the gold from his money bag on the bed.
把钱袋里面所有的金倒在床上。
His face was beaming, and he thought to himself,
他的脸整个发光哦，心里想说
，Wow, was I a lucky man?
哇，我太幸运了吧
！Look at all the profits I have earned.
你看我赚了那么多的钱。
I have made enough money to last me the whole of next year.
我赚的钱呢，已经可以用整年了。
At the other end of the country,
这个国家
King Herod was lying on his bed.
这个国家另外一端呢，是希律王躺在他的床上。
Although his eyes were closed, lying next to him was the death decree that he had issued.
虽然他双眼闭着，但是呢，躺在旁边的是他发布的死亡命令。
And the events of the season were swimming in his mind.
这个最近发生的事情呢，在他的脑海里面浮现。
King Herod thought to himself.
希律王心里想说
Oh, surely I'm the greatest.
我一定是最伟大的。
I have proven to the whole world that God is dead.
我向全世界证明说上帝已经死了。
No one can ever talk to me of Jesus Christ anymore.
没有人才可以跟我讲耶稣基督了。
I am the greatest.
我才是最伟大的。
But there was another group of people in Israel that night.
但是那个晚上以色列还有另外一组人。
They were the wise men resting in their tents.
就是在帐篷中休息的博士们。
Words could not express how grateful they were to God for allowing them to see Jesus with their own eyes.
他们根本没有办法去表达他们是多么的感恩，因为上帝让他们亲眼看见了耶稣。
They worshiped the Savior of the world.
他们敬拜了世界的救主。
One of them thought to himself,
有一个人心里想说
How wonderful this Christmas has been to me.
这个圣诞节是何等的美好。
When I knelt down and worshiped Jesus, something happened in my heart.
当我俯伏敬拜耶稣，我心中发生了一些事
情。 The love of God came into my soul.
神的爱进到我的心灵深处。
I experienced a wonderful peace that I've never known before in my life.
我经历是一个美好的平安，是我一生中从来没有过的。
The burden of sin is gone.
罪的重担已经没了。
I know I've receive eternal life in Jesus Christ.
我知道我领受了耶稣基督里面的永生。
Friends, listen carefully.
朋友们仔细听好了。
All of us in this room, all of you in the overflow room and watching online.
这里所有的人，网络上观看的人，还有副堂的朋友。
We will all come to that day when we will lie on our bed for the very last time.
我们都会来到那一天，我们最后一次躺在我们的床上。
And it doesn't matter.If you are the richest, the most successful man or woman in the world,
甚至你是全世界最有钱、最成功的男人、女人，这都不重要。
You can't take your money with you into eternity.
因为你的钱没有办法带进永恒。
You may be the most educated, the most powerful, the most attractive.
你可能是最受过教育、最有能力、最有吸引力、最漂亮的一个人。
All your education and all your power.Cannot save you from your sin.
但你所有的教育，所有的能力，没有办法拯救你脱离你的罪。
In that hour, only one thing really matters.
在那一个时刻，最重要的只有一点。
Is Jesus Christ your Savior?
耶稣基督，他是不是你的救主？
Have you experienced the love of God?
你有没有经历上帝的爱？
Do you have peace with Him?
你是否与神相合？
Are your sins forgiven?
你的罪得赦免了吗？
Do you have a heart that is free from pride and anger and greed?
你的心是否已经摆脱了骄傲、愤怒跟贪婪
？A heart is free from lust and envy and sin.
你的心已经摆脱了罪恶、淫欲跟嫉妒。
Come to Jesus this Christmas.
这个圣诞节来到耶稣这里。
Receive Him as your Lord and your Savior.
领受他为你的救主和主宰。
Let Him love you. Let Him save you.
让他来爱你，让他来拯救你。
Let Him heal you. He wants to bless you.
让他来祝福你，他要医治你。
Let Him change your life.
让他来改变你的。
If you believe that, give the Lord a big hand. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and give God praise. Those of you in the theater, overflow room, give God praise. That's right. Hallelujah. Those of you online, give the Lord a big hand.
Amen.
您喜欢这周的信息吗？请写信至 connect@cac.org.sg 与我们分享。